Hey everybody, it's Johnny Wizard's last broadcast. At the ending of this recording, I will give you the details about how I'm going to be arrested momentarily. I'm hoping I can get this last broadcast out. I don't know, it's dicey. But I'm going to be arrested shortly. It's going to be top secret. They're going to deny me an ability to face my accuser. They're going to deny me a judge, in all likelihood. I don't know all the details yet, but it'll be top secret. Now, it's not honorable police officers that are taking this action. It's two corrupt cops that are pirating our authority. And people don't understand how the justice system works much. You know, primarily it's in the public's interest that police services operate the way they do. In my case, if people have been wondering over the years, like, how do I do the things I do? Sure, John, you claim you're of God, but exactly what are the details and how does this work? Well, it's in the public's authority that the Crown operates, for example. So the Crown can't deliberately take criminal action, although the Crown has, in my respect. Although she hasn't been able to get honorable officers to side with her, or honorable judges, or honorable court clerks. You know, you have to find a band of criminals together who will work in unison to deprive a free man his right to be alive and free in this world. But I've just been notified that they're going to be making attempts maybe tonight or tomorrow, so this is most definitely going to be my last broadcast. I would ask you to please support me. I know my hopes aren't very high. It's been very difficult to get anybody to help me at all. Everybody is just weak intellectually, unfortunately. You don't understand what justice is. You don't understand letting Bush go. Like, we all know Bush did 9/11 now. The neocons, General Mad, he closed criminal investigations immediately after the terrorist action. Now we have Israel. But the thing is most people go, oh, well. And you just let him continue to slaughter all these innocent people, thinking you have no power to defend your own community, to defend your own son or daughter, like if you're a soldier's relative. Like, it's sickening. It's really sickening that, you know, that a soldier's brother, a soldier's father, a soldier's son just refuses to stand up in defense of America. And they say, Bush needed to kill the Americans so we could go to war, and we have to go to war because the evil Arabs, you know, you get the bigotry and the racism and all that feeding into it. But anyway, this is a fairly proud recording I've done. I've covered the Israeli situation pretty much to a T. I've got all the answers. All the answers are there. You can have freedom in this world, but you're going to have to make an effort yourself as the listener. Now, you as an individual, you might spend a few minutes listening to what I'm saying and read a little bit of what I've done. And Bush expects you to go, you have no power. Expects you to believe that you have no ability to instigate positive change for the better. Because you're not going to get on CBC. No single individual has a voice any greater than just that. You know, they all make us feel like we're isolated and alone. You cannot support an FBI officer's official conclusion on who funded the mastermind ringleader for the 9/11 terrorist atrocity. You can't do that. So don't even try. Take your pills. Don't worry about it. It's just your son or daughter we're going to kill. You know, so don't let them do this to me, please. I beg you. And it's going to happen right away, so this is the... I don't know what else to say to you. As my listener, I can't... I don't know what else to ask. I've begged and pleaded you just to support the FBI, but people don't even do that. So, like I say, my hopes aren't very great, but... support yourself by supporting me. Realize my rights are your own included. Defend the innocent. Defend myself. And support justice for ourselves as equals to God and this universe. Thank you. Now, on with the show. Well, the evil that's being expressed by Israel is just truly unprecedented. The demonic evil that's coming out of that nation as leadership qualities is truly demonic. They are, I don't know, man. That's pretty evil. There's no other time in history where you've got a position such as being expressed currently. They say they're justified in slaughtering the people in Lebanon. And it's a slaughter. Thousands of people easily have been murdered. You know, just count the deaths through Associated Press. Of course, if you watch CNN, it says up to 100 have died so far. You know, we look at the video footage, apartment blocks, they're bombing apartment blocks, power plants, all the infrastructure, more than 50 bridges, slaughtering people left, right, and center. And their justification? They say, well, this soldier has been kidnapped and moved on to Iran immediately. It's all Syria's fault, but they can kill Jews and Christians in Lebanon endlessly and destroy the infrastructure of the country. And yet the government in power opposes the victimization of innocent people. They're saying that Hitler was right in gassing the Jews, right? They're saying that if a nation such as Israel kidnaps members of your nation, such as they've done, thousands of people are in prison in Israel without any trial, no evidence is brought against them, they torture children, we have it on video, we show it in Canada. You know, they steal people's homes, they're openly thieves, and they're ungodly. But they're not Jewish people. You know, they encourage you to follow their mode of reasoning. You can slaughter everybody in Israel, and they'd say, well, yeah, that's what Likudniks do too. We totally agree with you that that's the proper course of action, to do indiscriminate murder campaigns against our families and friends. You know, the situation with 25,000 Americans in Lebanon. Did Bush have to contact Israel and say, look, the Americans, they're over here. Just bomb anywhere but there. Wouldn't it be great if a big bomb blew up the 25,000 Americans and then people would go, yeah, well, we got to do it to get back at Hezbollah. You know, and then all of a sudden maybe those arguments would become more clearer. You know, we don't need to gas Jews. We need to find out who's responsible for dropping these bombs, try them for war crimes, and have them publicly executed. They're bombing apartment blocks. You know, they're indiscriminately slaughtering these people. How can they possibly feel that they're justified in these demonic actions? Well, you know what's interesting? We only have to take the word of Perez. You know, he tells you that he is actually the devil. And don't take my word for it. Listen to the demons speak. An enemy of Jewish people everywhere. I'd encourage the Jewish people of our earth, the beloved Jewish people that I love so well, who respect the lives of others as if they were their own, because that's the fundamental teaching of the Jewish faith, remember. I'd encourage you to grab your Old Testament and just listen to what Perez says. Here, let you hear it from the word of the demon itself.
I mean, we were attacked without any provocation, for no reason.
Attacked for no reason, without any provocation. They have thousands of innocent people held against their wills in prison. They don't go to, they have no trials. There's no evidence against them. They're Lebanese. That's why they're criminals. You know, they bomb people indiscriminately. They're slaughtering people in Palestine. How could he say that but to be the devil? A demon liar. He can't be honorable or honest with his speech patterns, right? Think of the words that he's saying and measure them as we know reality on the ground. No reason, he tells us, why they kidnapped this soldier. Soldiers in the IDF are not Jewish people. You cannot be Jewish in Israel today. They put you in prison. If you speak out for the defense of an innocent person in Israel as a Jewish person, you go to prison.
By an irresponsible group of terrorists, I do not believe there is anybody responsible that would like to see Israel submit to it or lose its heart because of it.
How well, as you've held the post, he's new to it, how well, in your opinion, is Prime Minister Olmert dealing with all of this?
I think he does a fine job. He's determined, he's clear. It doesn't exaggerate. We are very careful not to hurt civilian life.
Again, it's purely demonic. It is what evil is. Nobody, you're bombing the infrastructure. There are people that work in those buildings. We witness you slaughtering people in apartment buildings. But see what he is as the devil? He says, we never target civilian population. In fact, you'll hear that repeatedly from these demons. They keep saying that. It's not true, though. See? Would the Lord speak like that? Would I tell you something that was completely untrue to justify the murder of an innocent other? You know? All people are innocent. And when you have to enforce judicial matters in respect to our living rights, it's a very important thing. I don't take this job lightly. Look at this devil. He tells you, hey, we don't even kill civilians. Wait, you won't even believe the next few sentences that come out of this enemy. Just listen on and be amazed.
Very careful not to destroy civilian infrastructure, and very determined to bring an end to this danger.
When President Bush asks you to be, while he supports whatever you do, it's your problem militarily, but he asks that you show restraint, what does that mean to you?
Well, we appreciate very much the position of the President of the United States. We have to defend our life. We shall do it.
No, that's not what they're doing, though. If they were defending their lives, they would look at the innocent human beings as equal to themselves, as so is taught in Holy Scriptures. They want to treat the human beings unjustly, thinking we should, in our minds, do as Hitler thought and just kill Jews because they're Jewish. But I'm here to repeat over and over again, Zionism isn't a Jewish practice. Zionism is antithetical. It's the opposite. It's nothing nowhere near what the Jewish scripture teach over and over and over again in the simplest religion we have. There's no religion more simple when you're talking about the basic principle to treat another as if it was yourself. You know? But he'll lie to you as a demon, devil, enemy and tell you that they don't target infrastructure? You know, you're going, well, maybe he's just retarded or he's just brain damaged that way. No, all the Zionists are saying this. Fox News, these guys, Sean Hannity, like I've explained in my last broadcast, what the motivations are. In many respects, these people are hiding as criminals. Like McCain, he's saying, Hezbollah, they want to war America. All Muslims hate Americans. And you get this from a lot of different similar Zionists. But the reason they do that, they all have something to hide. Like McCain doesn't want American soldiers to know he approved the torture of an innocent person to please the Antichrist. He doesn't want that to happen. I don't know what Sean Hannity's hiding from, you know, but Oliver North is a cocaine pusher who directly went against Congress and the President of the United States to victimize innocent people as a terrorist. Nothing argumentative there in those statements. But for the cocaine thing, he'll argue about that. But everything else is completely 100% documented correct, of which he confessed to completely, and nobody denies it, because he was found guilty for that. That's what he hides from. That's why he constantly supports the Zionist threats. He doesn't want the truth to come through. He doesn't want there to be a king who can speak normally to anyone. As a friend, you know, or our enemy. You know, we got to deal with the cocaine issue, but we'll do that a different day. But the thing with Oliver North is he doesn't want freedom for America. He doesn't want Americans to become educated enough to understand who he is, how he got there, what his history is, especially soldiers. And this is why he hosts war stories. He's just hoping to leverage the ignorance of the soldier mind there. He knows that they're mostly stupid people, and if he does these shows, they'll find doubts within themselves and not form definitive conclusions on what's really going on. And we get this from Pantano, actually. Pantano supports the Haditha massacres. These are child killers, okay? These are guys who shot children and women in the head. He says, well, you can't say for sure whether they're guilty. Give their day in court, and then maybe Pantano will decide. Well, the Haditha sadistic Bushite enemy forces confess that that's what they did. You know, there's no ifs, ands, ors about it. They went into a house and slaughtered everybody for no reason.
It's a situation where the Hezbollah wouldn't listen to anybody, neither to the Arab League, nor to the United States, nor to the United Nations. They are on their own. They are destroying Lebanon because they are fanatic, run by a foxy, dangerous man. And I think it will save Lebanon too. Lebanon is not our enemy. We have nothing.
Now, you know, don't believe in me. Don't believe in God. Don't believe in whatever. But just listen to what he just said. It's Hezbollah that's destroying Lebanon. they're responsible for the indiscriminate murder of Jews and Christians, whoever else happens to be in the country, that they're killing indiscriminately. It's Hezbollah that's doing that. In fact, they dropped their... And it's actually got... It's a satanic thing. They send these little leaflets down. And I can't remember how it goes, but it's something like, these bombs that are dropping on your innocent family members are being done by Hezbollah, and then they put like a snake, like it's like a deception thing. It's Hezbollah that's dropping these bombs, and we really love you, Lebanese people. Well, they kill these innocent folks, and they have no ability to stop Hezbollah anyway. What could they do? There's no military. Bush said get rid of the military. No more military there. Right? And guess who Israel is also bombing in Lebanon? The meager military apparatus that they barely have to protect themselves against bank robbers. Like they're killing police officers. In Lebanon, they're bombing everybody. Say, yeah, but we really love you. You see, is that not Satan? If the Lord came down and said, I love America as a beautiful nation under God or with God or of God or whatever, and I'm just going to indiscriminately slaughter people. And I love you, and I got nothing against you. But I'm just going to indiscriminately slaughter people. Consciously. Okay, I'm consciously making efforts to just indiscriminately slaughter people. Does that sound like something a God would want? Or is that something a satanic enemy of Christ would proclaim as something they proudly do? Because they're not guilty. They can't be found guilty. You know, so that's how these demon enemies of the Jewish faith can tell us they're really Lebanese's best friends in the world, while they kill members of their family and destroy all the infrastructure. They'll just say, oh, we don't target civilians and we didn't destroy any of the infrastructure. Hezbollah's doing all these bomb droppings. You know, if you're not familiar at all with the news that's been going on these last few days, which could be expected in the American culture, you might think I'm exaggerating. That is what they're saying. Well, you just heard him. But other people of the Zionist ilk are saying that too. It's Hezbollah's fault. And this whole strategy of indiscriminately killing the people in Lebanon is done so they'll finally support Israel and become best friends. This is the way the Likudnik Zionist enemies of creation work to bring about new friendships in this world. You have to be victimized and stolen from, perhaps put into concentration camp, before they can consider you as a viable human to live in their world.
To ask from Lebanon or to press Lebanon fall. Neither should Lebanon ask from us, because we left completely Lebanon in accordance with the United Nations resolution, and the Secretary General of the United Nations has praised us for doing so.
Yeah, but you left with thousands of innocent prisoners. That, you know, we already know you torture children. You won't execute soldiers who torture children. You know, you put people in prison without any evidence, just like they do in Guantanamo. You know, the soldiers who work at Guantanamo, these people have to be released. There's no crime in killing a Bushite in Afghanistan. The Taliban were the virtuous, honorable men of that nation who were up to supporting the FBI. And their official conclusion on who committed the terrorist crimes of 9/11. These are not men that kill entire villages because they say somebody has told us there was a Taliban there or whatever. You know, they wiped out entire villages. They'll kill everybody in a village. Slaughtering people indiscriminately as enemies of the FBI. I mean, if you can't stand to support the FBI and justice in America, you ain't no patriot warrior. You ain't no patriot American. You're a scumbag Zionist enemy who just wants to victimize our humanity because, as per usual, they have no real talents. That's why Fox News or even CNN, they'll never let me speak publicly or on CBC. Why? Because what I say is true. The only people who find any disagreement with me in arguments are those that agree with me on most things. You know, if we had respect for wisdom, if somebody said that private banking is a good thing, it's better than public banking, I would defeat them by reason. I would explain why it's not a better thing. You know, if somebody said capital tax exemptions is a good thing, I would explain very simply that it's not a good thing. It's a stupid thing. You're robbing our communities. You're taking advantage of ourselves because we're not politically represented fairly. You know, if somebody said private health care is a better thing, I would be able to explain very simply in like 2 minutes or a minute that it's not a good thing. It's a poorer thing. We want the best service possible at the money being allotted. You know, we don't need a middleman in that respect. You know, I defeat them with reason because I understand what I'm talking about. Bushites go Al-Qaeda, Taliban, you know, like Hitler did with Jews. It's the Jews that are doing all this crime spreeing in Lebanon. And it's not Jews. There's a huge Jewish community in Iran. They say, you know, Ahmadinejad wants to wipe Israel off the map. Well, he loves Jewish people. Iraq has a Jewish community. But see, the corporate news agenda, they never want to tell you those things, right? They want to breed more little Hitlers, more little Nazis that'll say, yeah, it's okay to kill Taliban because they were fighting for women's rights, opening up schools for girls. It totally eradicated the heroin trade. And we're working to better their lives for the people who lived there. Now Karzai, he's got no concern for the people in Afghanistan. He wants the liquefied natural gas pipeline for Enron's buddies. You know, Ken Lay, for all his faults, of which he had some, I mean, the money is still stolen. You people know that, right? The bankers are paying some cash. But we have billions of dollars sitting in the Cayman Islands. Who's taking that money? Who's responsible for those accounts?
What do you think of Iran and Syria's role in all of this?
Well, Iran is a problem for the rest of the world. They make a mockery of world opinion, not only in the case of terror, but also in the case of the nuclear bomb. They think they can play around because the world is divided.
No, no, it's only Fox News that says we're divided. We know there's no evidence indicating Iran is attempting to build a nuclear bomb.
And it's not for us to handle the Iranian issue. It's a world problem, and the world should handle it.
Yeah, but the world's not allowed to handle it. Bolton speaks for America, and yet Congress forbade him from being ambassador. His co-workers said he was an enemy of everybody. Nobody could vote for the guy. He wasn't selected by the democratic process. But Fox News doesn't want to tell you that. You know, through the confirmation hearing, he was rejected continuously by people who worked for him for decades. Says he's got no admirable, honorable traits with him at all. He's a Zionist. He wants to kill innocent people with lies to steal our worths, to steal our money. You think the Zionist represents freedom for humanity? They're fighting the just cause by slaughtering everybody? I don't think so. And I don't think you do either.
Well, you're not going to tell you, I'm very disappointed in the President of the United States. Mr. Olmert, when he captured these Israeli soldiers and took them back into Lebanon, that was the business of Hezbollah. Hezbollah did it. The Lebanese government and Lebanese people did not approve of that. Indeed, the Lebanese government condemned it. But Olmert said the Lebanon and its government have, you know, declared war or are making war on Israel, and they proceeded to attack power plants and roads and bridges and airports and fuel depots and gasoline stations and blockade the whole country. And
Pat, let me ask you this question, though, Pat.
Sure.
Let's say, for instance, there's an element within the Mexican government which launched rockets into Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and the Mexican government allowed them to continue to govern and did nothing about it. Would the United States not be down in Mexico in about 15 minutes?
Well, sure, and I, as a matter of fact, I don't disagree with the right of the Israelis to retaliate against Hezbollah, to send troops in against Hezbollah, to clean out these positions that Hezbollah is using to fire on Israel. They got a right to do that. They got a right to move into these areas. What I object to is what my friend I just heard say, which is what they're doing here is collective punishment. It is immoral, it is unchristian, it is un-American to punish an entire people for sins they didn't commit and to destroy a civilian economy and a country to try to force these people to do what they cannot do, Joe, which is disarm Hezbollah. The Israelis were in South Lebanon for 18 years. They could not disarm Hezbollah. Hezbollah eventually drove them out. How in heaven's name can the democratic people, the poor people of Lebanon, the peaceful people of Lebanon, disarm Hezbollah if the Israeli army couldn't? And why is it just then to punish the Lebanese people? I think what the Americans should have done was say, look, Hezbollah made this attack, and Israel should confine its attacks there and not attack this friendly pro-Western government or this people who have always been friends of the United States.
Look, I feel that people aren't understanding really what's transpiring here. You know, CNN employees know Bin Laden didn't put the explosives into Building 7. They'll never show you that video footage. It speaks for itself. We know, according to the FBI, Bush's business partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad, funded 9/11's mastermind ringleader, Mohammed Atta. They don't want you to know that. They don't do that by accident. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand. I see and hear so many people screaming in outrage against the indiscriminate slaughter of the people in Lebanon, thinking, we'll show the truth as it is, and we'll defeat the people who don't understand what's truly transpiring. But CBC and CNN will always leverage the viewing audience, will always feel isolated and alone, and they don't do it by accident. It is a deliberate criminal strategy to deny our community justice, to deny our voices to be heard nationally. You know, these demons, if you do not try to take an effort in defense of ourselves as the innocent, they're going to continue, and they're going to continue murdering innocent people. Now, it's very difficult. I know there's so many people who speak in outrage against the crimes of the Bush administration, but we're not concentrating our efforts. George Norrie is an enemy to God. He knows that Ahmad funded ADA. He forbids anybody to say that on his broadcast, and it's a national American broadcast. He advertises he has open lines, but you can't articulate those words. The call center won't allow you to speak if you come truthfully and tell them what you're going to talk on, really. No. You can't say anything disparaging against the Antichrist, that the Zionist enemies that control our media affairs, because they, like George Norrie, for all his good sides, he knows that he doesn't have the admirable, honorable positions of defense in his political diatribes, you know, like Art Bell, you know, like all these guys. They know that they fail. They would look as losers to an individual like myself because I understand what I speak on. You know, they don't want to look weak and stupid. We're all weak and stupid in our own ways. But remember, they will kill your family. Americans have been murdered in New York City, and George Norrie doesn't want to contribute to the FBI's cause. Doesn't want to support these FBI officers who are doing their jobs to the best of their abilities. Building 7 is all you need to know. General Ahmad is all you need to know. You know, there are thousands of pieces of evidence indicating the Bush regime committed the terrorist crimes of 9/11. But those two pieces of information are all you need. There's no way to dispute either one of them. The fact that Bush's business partner funded the terrorist strike of 9/11 and that the building went down with explosives. But remember, you can argue it and argue it and argue it, but CNN will never allow that video footage to be shown. Tucker Carlson on MSNBC, you know, he had somebody from the 9/11 Truth Movement on there, and he would dispute the Building 7 scenario theory, but he wouldn't show the video. He's forbidden you as an audience member to judge for yourself. They don't want freedom for our world. Because largely, a whole bunch of people lose out, and those are the people that are unskilled bankers, for example. They have billions and billions of dollars, and they just take the money out of your pocket, and you're told that that's how the system works. Accept it, and don't think any further. You know, and that's part of the problem. So all these bankers would lose out to reason. If you, as a member of our public, understood what was going on, you'd say, well, if I have a choice of either giving my money to a billionaire banker who does nothing for nobody, or just keeping my investments in my own pocket, thank you, you would choose to keep your wages that you've earned. You know, and that situation goes throughout all kinds of areas of influence. There are all kinds of people who leverage our ignorance to essentially deprive us our earned wages. You know, in Canada, you can't even cash a check anymore without paying near 10% of your check to some guy who's running a check cashing place. You can't get accounts at the banks if you make, I don't know, something like less than 40 grand a year or whatever. And you got to give them 10%. The guy's got billions and billions of dollars. It's stuff like that. Like the newspapers will never allow open free discussions on those issues. They'll never allow us to talk about gambling revenues because they're the ones that are profiting off that criminal relationship. And it is a criminal relationship. They are criminally thieving, according to the criminal code, our money. And people say, well, it's just my grandmother they're ripping off, because it's primarily the elderly who get taken in on these scams. But, you know, I'm not, people get confused on this. It's not that I'm opposed to gambling. It's that I'm opposed to ripping off our grandmothers. Pay out all the cash that's being wagered. You know, but whatever. All these issues that I have, and if you as a listener go, yeah, I just disagree with that, it's only because you don't understand. And you can play pretend like George Norrie and play pretend you know what you're talking about. Like, Chavez is a terrible dictator. Well, he was elected 8 times. Yeah, but so what? He's a terrible dictator. You know, people who play these hateful relationships against God in ignorance don't want to learn. You know, because it's a bigger task to actually have to learn what you understand to be so. It's easier to take the dictates of the demon Antichrist, where he just tells you, Al-Qaeda did it. That's all you need to know to hold a position of hatred for humanity. Hatred for your brother. Hatred for your family. So please, I beg you, forward this message. Tell people what's going on. Encourage individuals to call talk radio. Sure, we hear that they'll hang up on you, but just try. You know, put in a few minutes, and people go, I don't care. It's only the Lebanese Christians and Jews that are being murdered today. You know, it's only American soldiers that are eating radioactive toxic waste with slaves who work in the kitchen. Do you think all American soldiers know that slave labor is preparing their food services? And if, do you think so? I don't think so. I think if, I think there would be at least 5 or 6 soldiers out of the entire American military forces who, when learning that that was true, would load their guns and hunt those fuckers down. But you see, they won't let those rages scream in our defenses to protect our brothers. They watch these innocent people fall down dead as victims, and CNN, CBC, Fox News, yeah, we're in support of Israel. That makes sense. Just killing these people. And the Hezbollah leader, he's no, you know, is it 37 miles or is it 20? It's not like, is it 20 or 21? Is it 37 or is it 20? You know, because these rockets can't go 37 miles. The only way to make their lives work is they go, it's 20 miles away. Yeah, 20 miles away. And then when you see the craters in the ground, not these recent kills. These recent kills look like they were done by the Likudniks. You know, they'll kill Jews for a fast buck. We all know that, as easily understood. But the first hits up until yesterday were craters that were about a foot in diameter. We see the rockets hit cement shot from Hamas, they tell us, into Israel, and the rocket is crunched down into a pancake on cement. It doesn't even break the cement. There's nothing in it. There's no explosive charge. And this gives them a justification for bombing apartment buildings, flattening them to the ground, and CNN, CBC, and Fox News never show you those scenes of destruction as mass murder. You know, they're killing innocent people, and CBC expresses no concern on behalf of yourself. Do you hear me? I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you to support the FBI, to support Justice for America. Because you know these Bushite Nazi grunts? They're fucking raping women and children. We have Lieutenant Boudreau. He's got no problem raping children. Yeah, but it's embarrassing. Don't fucking show us what's really going on. Anyway, I beg you again to live up to your responsibility of being a human being and support the apprehension of those responsible for killing my friends in New York City. We cannot count on CNN covering the news impartially on behalf of the viewer. We're not unbiased. We want justice served. We want these neocons brought to justice and executed for the crimes they've committed. Remember, too, the Bushite Nazi forces had complete unrestricted access to do whatever they pleased without delay prior to the Iraq War beginning. Saddam Hussein was not found in violation of 1441. I encourage all news media broadcasters who reported such demonic lies to be brought to justice also. I want Sean Hannity to be tried for war crimes, along with everybody else at Fox News that told us they're still telling us this. Ahmadinejad says the Holocaust never happened. That's fucking serious fucking war crimes. They're lying to the American soldiers. They're killing our kids for cash. The Bush administration knew there was no WMDs in Iraq. All the CIA officers who indicated to the Bush administration they were incorrect in their assumptions about what the WMD threat was in Iraq, to be later found out correct, have been fired. The Bush administration is getting rid of police officers who do their jobs honorably. CNN, no fucking concern. Look, I send an email to every single CBC, CNN, and Fox News employee I could get a hold of, and the email's title is, "No, George Bush did 9/11 with General Ahmad according to the FBI." That's what the email's title is. Okay, they know that this information they are denying from our community. They know and are expecting you as my listener to go, "Yeah, so what? Maybe there's another side to the story." That's what they'll suggest on all principles of justice, all screams for mercy, all cries to bring justice for our community, demanding evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. They demand that you go by faith alone in the demon Antichrist. Do not believe in the Constitution of America. Do not believe in freedom for yourself, truly. Fuck, I hate Bushite. These fucking child rapists, these fucking enemies in Iraq who indiscriminately murder our family and friends. Aegis employees need to be hunted down unmercilessly. Anywhere they are, any employee for Aegis needs to be executed. The corporation's official position is to murder innocent people for profit. They kill innocent Iraqi civilians. They brag about it. They give us video footage of it. Nick Robertson at CNN contacted the Pentagon, and the Pentagon informed Nick Robertson that they knew specifically who was responsible for murdering those innocent people in Iraq. But they refused to arrest them. They're not arresting them. They're not having them executed for treasonous behaviors. No, their contracts are continuing. They're going to give them more cash. Rumsfeld's thanking them. And they're committing first-degree acts of murder. They're shooting women. They're shooting children. They're just shooting whoever. And they know when they do those demon crimes, people will gun down Marines in retribution. Because we know the Marines are not man enough. They have no leadership skills present to defend our friends in Iraq. If you're a pro-Iraqi, you demand the return of the stolen assets, the stolen monies through the Iraq Development Fund. You demand the arrest of Negroponte, trial and execution for war crimes. He stole the emergency water provision cash for his embassy. Negroponte needs to be executed for those crimes, those criminal offenses. Tommy Franks needs to be executed for war crimes, for encouraging people to loot the museum so he could rob the central bank. We have confessions, we have witnesses, we know exactly what transpired. They murdered the security guards outside that museum, tried to get people to loot it. They need to be executed for those crimes. Those criminal offenses Tommy Franks will pay for dearly with his life. Those are the principles that we need to stand on as the united human species. We need to demand CBC and CNN and Fox News report on the facts to let us decide who is good and who is evil. Well, my friends, I guess this is the last broadcast ever from Johnny Wizard, unless I'm, I don't know, I might not even get this out. I might be just talking to the wind here for nothing, but I have sources that tell me two corrupt Bushite enemy forces officers, they call themselves officers, but they hold true justice providers in total contempt because they know John O'Neill was murdered by Marvin Bush at the World Trade Center towers as enemies to us all, especially soldiers, these two officers are. You know, they're going to likely arrest me top secretly. They're going to deny me an ability to stand in front of a judge, deny me ability to stand in front of a jury. They're going to pirate our authority. Working for George Walker Bush and Rumsfeld. Apparently they've, I know they've had made requests in the past to find corrupt officers in the National Security Branch and have failed largely because I stand on principled positions of justice for all. Bush did 9/11 and Rumsfeld too! You fucking kill them when you see them, you kill them! They're fucking enemies to creation, enemies to all living things. No evidence was brought against Layden for nothing. And these two officers, as enemies of our community, as the enemies of Canadian soldiers, they're going to watch Canadian soldiers die while smiling with me behind bars, denied an ability to defend myself in a public courtroom, denied an ability to communicate to the masses, because we all know newspapers refuse to defend the FBI. They refuse to defend our communities. They'll watch us all die as victims to the satanic demon antichrist, whatever you want to call it. George Walker Bush did 9/11. He immediately closed criminal investigations. These two corrupt cops who want to sit in power and in league with cop killers, they are going to have me arrested top secretly momentarily pretty soon. They're out harassing my friends, breaking into my friend's house, and they didn't even give their names. But he said they were police officers with guns kicking down his doors. He said they're coming after me. Two cops! Fucking corrupt, and they're not honorable. They're not. He told me that they said they were with the National Security Branch, but I find that very hard to believe. But perhaps they are. But if you're with the National Security Branch, you already know where I live, and I'm free to talk to any officer, any soldier. Any officer can contact me. Any soldier, if he wishes to serve for the demon antichrist, I will fight to the death, and I've done this repeatedly. Routinely now, and my intention was to not be arrested. I would come to Texas and fight to the death any Bushite. I kill Bushite gleefully. Anybody who supports Bush and the terrorists who committed 9/11 is my enemy. Now, you as an American, in most respects, you're illiterate. You don't know anything. You're stupid because all you've had for information gathering is the skills of CNN, CBC, and Fox News, MSNBC included. They've made barely any attempt to defend you. They'll send your kids to war and die for the neocon, and they're not going to tell you that General Mahmoud Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. That's what the FBI say. These two officers, the so-called officers, are going to be arresting me today or tomorrow. You know, they don't care about the fine outstanding work that John O'Neill did. They don't care about FBI officers who are doing their jobs to the best of their abilities. No, they side for fascist Nazi forces. They want to persecute the innocent. They want to steal from our community. In fact, in all likelihood, they've probably received huge amounts of cash from George W. Bush. You know, George W. Bush, Rumsfeld, and they said Ariel Sharon was involved too, the original arrest warrant that I have, and I can try to give you a copy of it. But originally, Bush, Rumsfeld, and Ariel Sharon worked through the Canadian police services to try to find a corrupt cop who would push aside the evidence, forget about the truth, do the right thing and serve the demon antichrist and everything you're supposed to value as a honorable officer. Cast aside those concerns you have for your community. Your son or daughter who might be in the military, lie to them. Don't be brave and honorable and cherish justice as something worthy of defending. No, sell yourself out. Sell your nation out and attempt to arrest Johnny Wizard. So they're going to be doing this. They're kicking down my friend's door. You know, and he's barely even connected to me. But they kicked down his door. I was working with the United Church of Canada, well, indirectly with the United Church of Canada. I don't want to get too much farther into that. But I've had people there help me for a long time, up until just recently that sort of has dissipated, only because their offices are closed for the summer. So I've had another friend out helping me. And now they've kicked down his door. They're telling him to be terrified. They're coming back again, they told him. And yet, if they were officers of the National Security Branch, it would be nothing to know where I'm living. And my, you know, you don't have to be a soldier. You want to be a man? You think as a man you serve the demon, or Bush, whatever, fuck. You think I'm not an honorable person and you want to fight me? I will kill you with my bare hands while smiling. I enjoy killing Bushite. I love killing Bushite. Every time you kill a Bushite, you save the life of an innocent other. A Bushite will support indiscriminately bombing people. They've murdered hundreds of thousands of people in Fallujah. These are women. These are children. The Haditha massacre, Bush bitches! They fucking admit to shooting women and children in the head who were innocent. They had no reason, justification. But to know they commit these demon crimes against our better selves. And now they're going to put me in prison because you hear my voice and you go, yeah, so what? Why should I care about you, John? What do your rights have to do with me? You know, I'm standing in defense of honorable police officers. I'm standing in defense of innocent murder victims. I'm standing in defense of all of America. I know you're not going to see it on TV. I know you're not going to read it in the newspapers. You know, each media master has his own reasons for denying you justice. You know, the local Winnipeg newspapers, they scam the Manitoba community through the Lottery Corporation. It's a criminal operation. I got the information from the premier of this province. Gary Doer sent me the information himself. He says, this is what is going on in our province. You know, and there's no, you know, anybody who's listened to me, I'm making none of this up. You know, that's the problem, is if you can't get on the we only have one local radio station. That I swear to God, they have the lottery helicopter. The lottery bought the radio station their helicopter, and it's called the lottery helicopter. You know, it's a criminal operation they run out of the lotteries, where they just steal as much money as they want. There's no accountability whatsoever. A few years ago, what they did is we had the corporate branch of the RCMP in Canada, comprised mostly of the most intelligent members of our police community, were attracted to that office. If they weren't naturally inclined to be automatically driven to that direction, the National Security Branch would encourage intelligent officers to join that branch and go, come on, we got corporate criminals we want to go after. They're stealing millions and millions of dollars from Canadians. These investigations are rather complicated, and you're just the kind of guy we're looking for. So they did this, and then once all the officers were in that one branch, they fired everybody. Everybody lost their job. They figured this, you get all the most intelligent police officers together in one office, and then fire them all. And say, well, we're disbanding this office. We're not moving you to another branch in the police services. You can, though, take a job with Monsanto. And Monsanto was there when they closed the offices, offering double their wages. They say, we're going to double your salary if you start working for Monsanto. And that's what took place. It wasn't only Monsanto. It was the Royal Bank. I think it was Royal Bank. There were several other major corporations who came in offering them big money deals. And, you know, they had nowhere else to go. It was either take that or be, you know, out of work. So that's what took place, and that's what's transpiring. But we have two seriously corrupt cops who are harassing my friends, who know they're dishonorable and do not serve justice for our community, the interests of our soldiers, and are going to work top secretly to put me behind bars who knows how long. And why is this going to succeed? Apparently, it doesn't have to, but I guess it is, because you won't yourself put in any effort at all. Why won't you try? You believe that you don't have an ability to instigate any positive change? It's a lie. That's what the demon antichrist sells you. You don't have any power. CBC, CNN, Fox News, they're not going to take your call. You're just one voice. And realize, my friends, all of us are just one voice. All of us have that ability to realize. They're conning us, okay? It's nothing to find out that General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. They don't want us to know that, because then you would be going after real evildoers. You're going after the real bad guys who actually murdered thousands of our American family and friends there in New York City on 9/11. They don't want that. There's too much to be gained in sacrificing your life for criminal ill-gotten gains, for the Likudniks, the neocons. you know, the enemies of us all. So please, as I say goodbye to you now, throw in a couple of attempts to get on the radio. Just do it. If you tried a bit and realized if everybody else tried a bit, this whole charade, this demonic charade of George Walker Bush's would be over. He would be arrested. He would be tried, and those responsible for murdering thousands, you know, in America would be after prosecuted through a fair trial, executed. The guys responsible for murdering hundreds of thousands of people in Fallujah would be executed. Sattler would be dead, as he should be. He deserves it. No, you're going to say, that's too scary, John. You're too frightening. I'd rather just melancholy. I never get too excited about anything, and I go off and die someplace for Bush. And I have no betterment wishes for anyone, because America's the best by beating people down and depriving others their liberties and freedoms. And if you believe that as an American, as most corporate professionals do, right, they say you can't grant Guantanamo prisoners an opportunity to face their accuser. You cannot grant them the same privileges we grant ourselves. You will lose. Whether I go to prison or not, you will lose. But anyway, take it easy. Live long, prosper by getting the bad guys who did us wrong, who thought they'd get away scot-free. And I'm here begging, don't let this happen. Don't let them escape. Don't let these two corrupt officers kick down my friend's door. Don't let these two corrupt officers... We know Bush closed criminal investigations. There's no doubt at all. We know he had a plan to invade Afghanistan dated 2 days prior to 9/11. There's no doubt at all. So, be honorable, be just, and support our dying species, for Christ's sake! Nerd! Alright.